Good morning and welcome to BVTV. Obviously, we have a Halloween theme this week, given it's Halloween tomorrow. And we thought, what better way to scare our viewers than to have a discussion about Brexit? So this week, I'm joined by Helen Thomas, who runs a macro advisory. You can also follow her on her blog, blondemoney.co.uk. And Helen has also worked in various guises within the government and things like that as well. So Helen, thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So Halloween, Brexit, all these scary events coming up. What can you tell us about how you think negotiations are progressing between the UK and the EU at the moment?
Well, it's not looking great, it has to be said. At the last European Council meeting, I think everybody expected there to be a bit more progress than there was. They kicked the can a bit further down the road to their December meeting. There's still this sticking point on the UK focused on trade, whereas the EU are focused on the divorce bill. And it seems quite tricky to marry the two together and see if they can make progress.
Yeah, and there's really not much time left, really, is
there?
Oh,
no.
So what do you think the markets are potentially underpricing in terms of how things could progress over the course of the next 15 months or so?
I think there's been a real failure to grasp the political angle to this. So there's been an awful lot of discussions over cost to GDP and the economic quantitative angle on this as to how it could pan out for both the UK and the EU. Whilst that is useful, really, we don't know what the deal's going to look like. We don't know if we might even get there. We may not even leave. That's even potentially a possibility now. So the real focus should be on the political side of this rather than the economics.
Right. And so how do you think markets price those things in? I mean, there's so many potential different outcomes. How does the gilt market price that in, for example?
So really, I mean, there should be a political risk premium within the gilt market because if you look at it, we have a very unstable government. Minority government's very unusual in this country. Not just an unstable minority government, but one where the Prime Minister herself is so fatally wounded from what she personally did in calling that election. So there's this political instability, plus we have a lot of inflation now as well. Rate rise this week could be the first of many, who knows? All of that should add together to put a bit of a risk premium in gilt markets, for sure.
And I know you have some strong views on potentially another election, a new prime minister. How likely do you think these sorts of events, what's the probability of them occurring?
Well, I think it's very likely that the current government will not be in place until that March 2019 date. And I think that's what investors need to focus on. And it's not just that the prime minister herself will change. There is also the risk that, OK, that changes, and even then we may still yet switch from Conservative to Labour. There's one thing I want to mention, which I've written a report on this, which is the Fixed Term Parliament Act that we now have in place since the last election means if there's a vote of no confidence in this government, you get 14 days to form another government before you go back to the public with an election. If in those 14 days, let's say Jeremy Corbyn plus some rebels from the other side could manage to cobble together some kind of government, we could have a Corbyn prime minister without even going back to the polls.
Right. And how do you think going forward the markets will react to these continual sort of political uncertainty? Should they largely ignore it, or do you think that it is time for investors to really factor this into their portfolios and how they're positioned?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's been a real ostrich head in the sand approach to this. But to be fair to investors, I think it's because it's very hard to price it. I mean, you asked me for a probability there. And, you know, I can't say to you it's 56% likely. Yeah. I could just say it's more likely or less likely. You know, we look at the Bank of England this week and you can see in the market there's a price. You know, I think is it 80%
price?
90% price now, exactly. So, you know, we can say that with some certainty. Much harder on the political angle. But that doesn't mean, just because you can't price it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Right.
And that's, I think, what investors need to get their head around.
Right. And so April 2019, how do you think the world looks from a UK perspective?
Goodness me. This is going to be recorded, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to play it back to me then. My word. Well, I think when you're an investor, it's all about balance of probabilities and you have to look at the scenarios. And I think the scenarios for that date are We've left and it's a disaster. We've left, it's absolutely fine.
Right.
We haven't left and we may not be leaving. And I know that's incredibly tricky because the investment that you would make on each of those is very different.
Right.
But this is where, when you're an investor in UK assets at this stage, you've just got to be very on top of the direction it's going and adjust your portfolio appropriately. I think more than ever, this period for UK assets is going to be the one where you have to be very tactical.
Right. Okay. Helen, very scary, but thank you very much for coming in and discussing Brexit with us. And we'll definitely have you on in April 2019
see how it
to have a look at today. And now looking towards this week, obviously for, again, UK investors and a lot of other investors, the main event will be the Bank of England and whether they hike interest rates or not. We said earlier that there's a 90% probability. 48 out of 58 economists think that they will hike. The question will be, is this appropriate? And we really won't know for perhaps another 12 to 18 months. It's obviously a reversal of the emergency rate cut that the Bank of England implemented after the referendum result. But with inflation high and consumption relatively strong, many are suggesting that the MPC will vote to hike rates this week. And with that, I'd like to thank you, Helen, very much for coming on. And we wish you all a very good week.